I'm in like the prime time of my life right now. You know, I don't want to be missing out on it. And I already know, even though as much as I'm living in the moment right now, in years I'm going to be like, I wish I could go back to that time in my life.
Das ist der Telekom Electronic Beats Podcast, der Podcast rund um Nachtleben und Clubkultur.
Wir sprechen mit DJs, Türstehern, Tänzern, Clubbetreibern und anderen Nachtmenschen.
Mein Name ist Gesine Kühne.
Und ich bin Jakob Töne.
Herzlich willkommen beim Electronic Beats Podcast.
Welcome to the Telekom Electronic Beats Podcast. My name is Gesine Kühne and I'm not alone and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, finally getting back together, Gesine. My name is Jakob Töne. I'm also welcome you guys.
You might wonder why are those two speaking in English? Well, we are Germans, we know that, but this is a very special episode and that's why we're talking in English.
Yeah, because our special guest today, she's a native speaker, but we're coming to this in a second. Before we started the recording today, we already talked about this, like how crazy the situation is right now and staying at home, social distancing. Actually, we are also chatting right now via video call and it's really nice to see you again, Gesine.
Yes, same here, because we haven't seen each other in such a long time.
That's true. I think it's crazy how important the mobile, the telephone and the internet connection gets. And yet to stay connected is very, very important now. Stay connected with your work, your family and friends.
So I guess the telecom is a very big part in that connection. I mean, they are probably in charge of keeping us socially connected in this second, working on telephone and internet lines. And I'm happy that they are, because imagine 100 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible to look into your face and work with you via video chat. It's actually great that we're able to do our podcast interviews even in these times.
Yeah, well, I think especially in these times, it's very important to talk about club culture. Due to the current situation, clubs all over the world had to close their doors. The whole cultural scene is suffering, and whether by day or by night. That's why we think it's especially important to continue and to give the night a voice and to share the stories with you.
The clubs are closed, but there are some really inspiring things happening at the moment, because a lot of DJs are playing sets from our favorite clubs and stream them right into our living rooms. That's impressive, my opinion, to see how great the team spirit is.
Yeah, also how people stick together and stay at home. I mean, I just saw some people that are video calling at the same time as they streamed some sets from home. Also, like how they consume digital content, like podcasts, for example, together. It's really, really great.
And that's why we're even more pleased that we can continue to provide our listeners with the Telekom Electronic Beats podcast, and that we're now even doing that weekly at the moment.
I think it's really impressive if we look back. We're doing this podcast for 2 years now, and this one is the 50th episode.
Yes, and this calls for a celebration. This is the reason we have this very special episode for you, because our guest is no other than Billie Eilish.
Oh, she's a superstar. We are so happy that we could do the interview with her.
She is, I'm really, really sure, the biggest name of our podcast series so far. And we don't want to keep you any longer and finally get to the interview with Billie Eilish. And since we couldn't go to LA ourselves, we had a team member of Telekom Electronic Beats to get in contact with her. Of course, it's the situation and it's difficult. No one is supposed to meet anyone. So our colleague Derek was able to video chat with her, with Billie in LA.
We also asked Derek in advance to introduce himself, so I'm handing over to Derek right now.
Hello, you're listening to the Telekom Electronic Beats podcast. My name is Derek Opperman, and I'll be stepping in for Jakob and Gesine to host this week's episode. I'm the former editor-in-chief of electronicbeats.net, and as of this year, I've relocated from Berlin to Los Angeles, where this week's guest grew up and currently lives. She's a singer-songwriter who's at the age of 18 quickly established herself as one of the most essential musical voices of her generation, thanks to, among other things, her phenomenal 2019 album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, and its six ubiquitous singles, which includes the particularly excellent Bad Guy. Earlier this year, she cleaned up at just about every major award show. She took home 5 Grammys, including Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. In February, she dropped No Time to Die, the theme song for the upcoming James Bond film of the same name. We're very excited to have her on the podcast. Billie Eilish, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm, getting through this.
Yeah.
Weird stuff going on right now, but I'm here.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular you're doing right now?
I've been fostering two puppies, which has been amazing, and full-time job at the same time. But it's actually been great. It's like, when else am I going to have time to do that?
Yeah, sure.
So it was kind of, I feel like more people should do that. You know, they need it.
Yeah. What are their names, sir?
They are named after characters from To Kill a Mockingbird. One is Jem and the other one is Miss Maddie.
That's cool.
They're tiny. They're adorable. They're sleeping.
Why To Kill a Mockingbird?
I have no clue. I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
That's not me. I would not. Not me. But it's cute, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess switching gears. What was your favorite place to be as a child and why?
My favorite place to be as a child. Sheesh. I loved being everywhere as a kid, except the dentist and away from my parents, pretty much. My treehouse in my backyard, or I'm trying to think. I used to love like going. We did so many fun things as when I was a kid. It's just like impossible to like pinpoint anything. You know, it was everything was fun. We did so much stuff. I used to love Sky High. Sky High was fire. You been to Sky High?
No, what's that?
It's like a trampoline farm. Trampolines all over the floors, on the walls. That place is fire.
Oh, like one of those like big ball pits, like all the like big foam material.
They also have those. Yeah. It's wild.
Seems fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I guess kind of on that, like, is there anywhere you go for inspiration? Like anything maybe in the LA area or something like that? Something that inspires you?
I don't know if it necessarily inspires me, but there is a place that I like to go and just sit and look at the city alone. Which I don't really know what it does for me, but it makes me feel very calm and it makes me feel like very present, I think. So anytime it's like raining or like cloudy, or, you know, we went there for like 4th of July to watch the fireworks or whatever. It's just like this one hill that I drive up to and I just sit on the top and there's like nobody there. That place like makes my thoughts like calm down, I would say probably. But yeah, I would say that one. That's a good one.
How do you feel about LA these days?
I love LA. You know, it's funny. I grew up hating LA because I thought it was too hot and I always liked to be in rain, or I wanted to be in snow when I was younger. I wanted to be in fields and like forests and be with animals and stuff, which I still like the idea of. But like the older I get and the more I go on tour and I'm not here, it makes me like so much more grateful that I live in LA, because this place is like, it, first of all, it has everything, not just that it's nice. It's like everything that I want in my life, that I need in my life is all here. You know, everybody, everything, it's all here. You know, everything's in LA and it's nice. Like the weather is nice. It's not like brutal. I used to be like, oh, it's so horrible. It's so hot. But it's like, yeah, it's hot as hell for a certain part of the year. But the rest of the year, it's like so nice. And the rain here, it's like, LA is amazing. I love LA. I'm like so grateful I live here now.
Yeah. Do you have like an inner circle of friends in LA that like kind of keep you grounded?
Not anymore. I have like two really close friends and then like a lot of like kind of close friends. You know what I mean? It's like two friends that are like my best friends and then like 400 that are like just friends that I'm friends with, but wouldn't necessarily like, you know what I mean? Like every time I see them, I'm like, oh, that's like such a good friend of mine. I got a lot of friends, but two real ones, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like the divide between acquaintances and friends.
Yeah, I would say. Or like friends and people that I would call my family as friends.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I do envy people that have like friend groups that are famous, but I don't have one.
Yeah. How do you stay connected with the people that, you know, your two friends you just said, or your acquaintances?
I mean, it's hard because the thing is, like, my life is so busy, obviously, but at the same time, their lives are busy too because they're doing their own shit. You know, it's like for a while I was like, oh, my God, I can never see them because my life is too busy and they can never, you know, I never have time to do it. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? They have just as busy of a schedule. It's not all about me. It's like they're doing their own thing and it's not, I don't know. So it's hard. Like, you know, they have jobs and school and, you know, trips and stuff, and they're not always available, which is like, it's tough to have somebody that has a really, really hard schedule, somebody else that has a hard schedule, and trying to figure out time between those two. It's really like impossible, but eventually we find time. The weird thing is like, normally when I'm home is the only time I get to see them, and now I'm stuck home finally and I can't see them, which is super weird. But that's weird for everyone right now, I know. So
yeah. Are you using like House Party or Zoom or something like that? Or
I have not. I if I'm being honest, like I haven't wanted to. It sounds so introverted and like loner-ish, but I've been really enjoying being alone, mm-hmm. you know, and that's like the rest of my life is like that, which is totally fine. It's just like I have to be aware of it, but it's been nice. I don't know. I feel like everybody on the internet has been talking about like they've been on FaceTime all day long with their friends, and I kind of have this feeling of like I love my friends. I can't wait to see them. I do miss them a lot, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I'm good. I'm good being alone. Like I like being alone. And it's I haven't had this time off since like I was like 12. So yeah, it's crazy.
Do you think like that kind of disconnection can be a good thing for people? I mean,
for me it is. I think.
Yeah, you used social media to talk about that a little bit, I think, right? I thought that was really cool, and in a way like sort of a socially responsible way of using social media.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's a responsibility we all should be taking seriously. I think most people that have some sort of following or, you know, eyes on them, any sort of people watching them, they have all been, I would say people have been pretty good about talking about it in the right ways and trying to get a message out. I think there are some people that are not so much, but pretty much like everybody has been like very good about it, I would say.
Yeah. I guess let's switch gears a little bit too. What was the best decision you've ever made in your career?
Best decision I've ever made.
It's kind of a big question, I know.
I don't, I think maybe the best decisions I've made haven't been, I didn't realize were the best decisions until like way later. It wasn't. So I think that's why they're not coming to me super quick, because I didn't know at the time and I only know now. So I'm trying to think. I think maybe sticking to my own ideas and treatments for like videos, all my own ideas for like artwork and you know, I think another one is like making music with my brother and not a bunch of randos. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just for me, I don't think it would have ended out good.
Sure.
I think sticking to what was it? Like years ago, I met Jared Leto when I was younger, and he said that no, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like no is like the most powerful thing you can say. Like no means like a million times more than yes. I don't know exactly the words he used, but it was something in that realm. And I think my brother and I really have used that over the years and realized that it's like you don't have to say yes to everything, even if it's gonna give you way more money. It's like you gotta do what you think is gonna help you or you think is right for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess after achieving so much in such a short amount of time, how do you imagine your life will be in the future?
I have no idea. I don't really want to picture it because I don't want to get my hopes up, and I also don't want to think about it sucking. So hopefully it's, you know, it's good. I don't know. I'm just hopeful, and I'm gonna try to, you know, just live in the moment and not worry about what the future holds. But not so much that I like ruin my life because of it. I'm obviously always thinking about my actions and how they're affecting the world and people. And so I'm never gonna just be like, oh, fuck it, I don't care about my future. I really care about my future. I just don't wanna get stuck in thinking about it all the time, you know? Because yeah. I do think about it way too much. So I think I'm better off just staying in the moment and being in what I'm in, because I'm in the prime time of my life right now. You know, I don't want to be missing out on it. And I already know, even though as much as I'm living in the moment right now, in years I'm going to be like, I wish I could go back to that time in my life. which is crazy that I'm like in the time that I would want to go back to. Obviously not this specific time, but a couple months ago, you know? So yeah, I'm trying to live currently.
Sure. But at the same time, do you have any dreams or goals that you would like to achieve, like beyond where you're at right now? Like, have you...
Tons. Who doesn't have goals or dreams? I don't know. I just, they're all more personal than I would like to talk about. They're, you know, more about my actual life instead of like my music goals.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And also I feel like anytime I say what a thing I want is or a goal I have or whatever, then people try to get it for me. And my whole thing is like, I just want to do it myself. I don't need all these people trying to help. I mean, help is amazing. It's just like, I feel like sometimes there's an element of like sabotage to telling everybody what you want.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because...
No, I think I get what you're saying. I mean, I guess like with all you've accomplished right now, I mean, it must feel pretty good, I would imagine. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching the Grammys and seeing your face when you kept winning all those awards. It was like pretty incredible.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
The first one I couldn't believe at all. My brother and I like literally would never have thought that one we would get. Mm-hmm. Let alone the rest of them. Every single time it was just like, what the fuck? Same with like the Brits and, you know, it's just, and the AMAs, like what? I don't know. It's all insane. Who knew this would be my life? It's amazing though, and I wish that it could be happening right now. You know, I love my life.
Well, if you had the opportunity to change one thing in the world, what would it be?
So many things need to be changed. I feel like there's so many important things. I don't know. There's so many things. Yeah, I think animals should be treated better. I wish people didn't eat them. I wish, you know, people didn't... There's a million things. I wish people would stop using so much plastic. I wish global warming would actually be serious to people more instead of, oh, who cares? You know, I wish people would take it seriously. I wish equality would be more real in the world. For cultures and for genders. There's a million things. I don't know. So many fucking things. I wish I could change a million things in the world.
Not just one.
Not just one.
Maybe more people could adopt pit bulls.
Yeah. Totally. Dude, pit bulls are so... There's such a misconception about them in the world.
Yeah, they're really sweet dogs, right?
Yeah, they're sweethearts. They cuddle. They're like the sweetest dogs I know, you know?
Yeah. So I guess I got one last question. And that's, what do you think we'll all learn about social connections once the current situation is over?
Good one. Here's the thing, if I'm being real, I feel like as soon as we can see people again and go out, we're going to be so happy and grateful. And in about 3 days, we're all going to take it for granted again. Cause that's the way people work, you know, it's the way humans are made. You miss something so bad once you don't have it, and you never think about it when you have it, and when it's gone, it's like, oh my god, I miss when da 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 da. And then when it comes back, you kind of fall right back into that place of, this will never be away again. I'll have this for the rest of my life. I don't have to worry about it being gone. But it's crazy, like, you know, everybody knows that you can lose anything at any time, but we never thought we would lose seeing our friends and like going out and like having fun. We never thought that we wouldn't be able to at a certain point. So hopefully I think people keep it in their minds. I'm gonna try my hardest. I don't know if I'll be able to, because obviously I'm human like everybody else, but I think I'll try my hardest to be like so grateful to be around people and socializing again. But it's crazy. I hope we all just take it in more.
Yeah. I think you're definitely right on that one, that probably people won't remember like what this was like.
I know.
But
I know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Of course. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Of course.
And and hopefully we'll see you soon in Germany.
Hey guys, that was my interview with Billie Eilish. Now that we're all being made to spend more time at home, I think there's something to be said for some of the things that Billie spoke about, particularly in regards to the importance of staying in communication with each other long after this particular crisis is over. And that we'll be able to learn something from it and to remember how important staying in touch was, even when we couldn't do it in person. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now.
Thanks to Derek for stepping in as we were not able to be in LA ourselves.
Speaking about LA, I was pretty impressed and surprised how she was talking about LA so positively. Now I really want to go there. I felt like she's at home all over the world, but it seems like she really fell in love with LA again. And that's crazy. Also how she spends her time right now at home. Really interesting.
Billie Eilish, I mean, she's very young, not even 20 yet. And at that age, for me, she seems like a very considerate grown-up person. I really love the part how she talks about how important it is to learn to say no. I mean, it's important to say no because as an artist, for example, you don't want to sell yourself to just everyone. So this way, because she said no, she learned early in life to say no, she was able to produce her music with her brother. And that really impressed me. And I wish a lot of younger people would be like that.
Oh, totally. I agree. And it's also cool that this is not all we planned with her. There might be more to come.
So stay tuned for that one. And I have a feeling this social distancing thing isn't over so fast. I think we'll be in it for the next couple of weeks. But hey, let's see the positive side. We actually have time. Time to listen to podcasts, maybe time to listen to our previous podcasts here, because this is our 50th episode. We already do this for 2 years, since 2018.
Yeah, I remember it was DJ Hell with you and Westbam with me, the first two episodes. And if I look back, I had great 2 years because I met very inspiring people from the industry and we had a lot of great stories from the night.
Talking about inspiring people, this is a bit of the sad part right now, because Gabi Delgado just died. One of the guys of DAF, Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft, and I was a super huge fan. And when I heard he died, I actually did cry. But also, again, the happy side of the story, I got the chance to meet him, of course, for this podcast back in 2018. It was a long interview with lots of inspiration. DAF was so important for the music scene because they took the punk's DIY thinking into making electronic dance music. So if you have the chance, maybe go back to that episode and have a listen.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. And actually, they were pretty sad news. But when I look back, for example, you talked about inspiring people, and I really enjoyed the talk with Dixon, that he's really so much into his fields like fashion, technology, and music. And that was really, really inspiring me to dig deeper into much more topics, maybe.
Yes, this podcast with you and Dixon was a huge one because there were so many topics and you really dove into that one. It was also very special because it was one of our live podcasts. We do that sometimes, that we invite audience. This would be you guys, you listeners. It's great to do that because this way we can actually meet and see you. I'm always very happy when people come up to me and say, hey, you guys are doing a really nice job with the podcast. Yeah, Jacob, that happens so many times. And I enjoy that feedback because it makes me happy because we're doing this podcast, those interviews with all the artists and the people from the industry for you guys. So yes, two great years with great work for our listeners.
It's always great to get feedback and thank you very much also from my side. And yeah, if you're up for feedback, you can leave us a comment on Apple or slide in our direct message on Instagram. We're always happy to get feedback. It's crazy. It really pushes us.
So keep on pushing us by leaving a comment, for example. Maybe give us an idea who we should talk next to. We are constantly having video chats with artists and people from the club scene. So it's an ongoing thing. You guys are still listening. Give us an idea and we're very happy about it.
Yes, and until then, we wish you all the best and we will be in touch.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Das Das war der Telekom Electronic Beats Podcast.
Abonniert den Podcast bei Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify oder Deezer.
Wir sehen uns im Club.
Bis dann.